What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
It is not hard to destroy a college. Last season, the podcast Campus Files brought you stories of fraternity drug rings, stolen body parts, campus cults, and more.
And now, Campus Files is back for another season.
There's a guy screaming into his phone. He's like, I just saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated right in front of me.
Every week is a new episode and a new story.
It was so chaotic.
It's almost like a university under siege.
Listen to and follow Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming to you live from the Jason DeRussia Memorial. Well, we don't want a memorial. We don't want to kill me. Well, maybe some of you do.
Yeah, let's not do that yet.
I'm not going to lie. I think it would be cool to like have a building at your alma mater named after you. Right? Like, don't
you? So you want something at Marquette?
Yeah, I'd love to have something at Marquette named after me.
You know, that usually comes with like a giant donation.
Right? I know. And I donate to Marquette University.
No, I said giant donation.
That's right. So currently, I probably could get naming rights to a urinal. That's about what? This is the Jason DeRussia pisser. Here you go. Can you say pisser on the radio? Is that?
You just did.
All right. It's National Radio Day. Celebrate this, everybody. That's right. What would, if you could have anything named after you, 651-461-9226. On YouTube, Joe says he would lend his name to a 24/7 coffee shop microbrewery. That name recognition would support the business model for sure, he says. Joe Bear, B-H-R. Solid name.
Absolutely.
Solid name. Jason DeRussia, my name gets mispronounced all the time.
DeRussia?
Yeah. That's fine. Texter says, I would like, there's an island in Lake Pepin.
Mm.
I'd like to name after my grandfather. That's nice. Another texter, DeRussia, you should get a wastewater treatment plant named after you like Dave Barry did. I was thinking about this earlier today. Because, you know, like it's the latest drama about whatever the, you know, Trump wants to get everything named after himself. Do you think Trump wants it named after himself, or do you think it's the sycophants who think he's going to be pleased?
Well, I mean, I think they think he's going to be pleased because he wants the stuff named after him. Yes. I don't know that those are mutually exclusive is my point.
Yeah. Yeah.
He was showing off the helipad today. I was trying to find the sound helipad.
Yeah.
He was trying to show off the helipad today. And I think he had some sort of either etching or maybe he was signing wet concrete, or I don't know exactly, but he was getting his name affixed to the helipad and was joking that they won't be able to take this down, referencing the Kennedy Center where they took his name down temporarily, although it appears that's going back up. So
it is a strange sort of obsession, but to me it's sort of an understandable obsession. Because don't you want to be remembered? There's something about having something named after you that gives a little bit of comfort in that we know that our time here is temporary, especially if you're someone such that you think you're worthy of running for president, that you actually do it, and then you become president. You know you're going to be remembered, but you know, there's still like even the people with the biggest egos are also the most delicate and the most like
Happy National Radio Day.
Self-doubting. Speaking as someone who has spent my entire career surrounded by people who are outwardly egotistical.
Yeah.
And inwardly incredibly insecure.
Insecure, yes.
And to me, like
amazing how often that goes together.
Yeah, right. That's part of the bit, right? So the president signed this granite helipad with hand-carved lettering, and it's the image of this thing. It's quite something.
You did ask an interesting question, though. Don't you want to be remembered?
Right.
And I guess the instinct that comes, or the instant answer that comes into my brain with that is, well, yeah, I want to be remembered by people whose lives I made an impact in, by people who maybe, I don't know, somehow made better decisions or something out of knowing me. That's the kind of remembrance that I want. Because I don't think when you affix your name to things, to buildings, to parks, to lakes, I mean, you know, do people really remember who that person was? We just had that whole fight, obviously, over Bede Mikaska, right?
Right.
And people were screaming and hollering about erasing of
history. You're erasing the history of
And 95%
Calhoun.
Of the people that were screaming about erasing history had no idea who John C. Calhoun was. So,
well, how else are we supposed to learn history if not for what, the name of a lake?
I don't know. Maybe a book in a classroom? Crazy idea, I know. But I don't know that affixing your name to stuff necessarily does that.
No, but it makes you feel better. Like, wouldn't you like something named after you?
I would like to be remembered by people whose lives I had an impact in. If that results in putting a name on something, fine. But I don't care to have my name on a building personally or anything else.
Gabriel Johnson's skate park for the elderly. That's nice.
Why not?
What I would like to do is I would like my name right behind me, like right on this wall.
Okay.
Like a plaque large enough. So someday when like all of the shows are on camera, you've got my name just irritating the living daylights out of Anita, out of Adam, out
everybody,
of Chad.
All of them. All of them.
Shaletta and she's in. Everybody would be so pissed.
Well, Shaletta would get her own plaque and try to hang it on top
Probably,
of your plaque.
Yeah,
so.
It's true. Dan Gouget, who runs the excellent Pie Chasers Facebook group. It's a pizza-focused Facebook group. Would like the Leaning Tower of Pizza to be named after him as the Leaning Tower of Pie Chasers. I think that's pretty good.
Sure.
Another texter wants to see his or her name on the Trump building in New York. Another texter says, I'd like to see my name on the mailbox with temporary letters that could be removed when the next owner goes in. All right. I wouldn't mind if I could have a John Russell Memorial Dunkin' Donuts frying machine. That would be pretty good.
When you initially pitched this idea of what would we name after ourselves at the radio station.
Yeah, right.
I immediately thought for you.
Yeah.
Of the production studio down the hall, you don't get the big main studio.
Right.
We've got to reserve that for a corporation that wants to give us a little bit of dollars, right? And we'll name the studio after you. You get the production studio down the hall that you like to haunt in.
That I like
and
to
record
do my
stuff.
Work.
And you can have that one. I think that's fine.
I'll take that.
Me, if
a
you
DeRussia
insisted,
studio would be like, what an honor.
Yeah, right?
That'd be great.
For me, I think the appropriate thing to name after me here, and again, I'd rather not, but
yeah,
that doesn't fit the bit. The Nerve Center. Can you turn the camera and kind of show the people the Nerve Center through that window there? I don't know if it'll reflect or not. But that's the Nerve Center of WCCO right there, if you're watching us on YouTube. All of the engineering stuff in there, bells, switches. I like to think of myself as the Nerve Center of this show, Jason. So if you're going to name something after me, maybe that room in there should be named.
How about the delay? You could, like, it could be the Dan Cook 7-second
delay. Well, the delay's
delay.
In the room, so
that's part
why
of
are
that.
You trying to shrink me down from
the
room
delay?
Just to the delay? That seems rather reductive on your part.
It is. Text away. What what would you like named after you? Or what should we name after me? Maybe even better. 651-461-9226. One texter has an idea. What are you guys naming after me? This is much better. This is a better idea for a segment. Tell me more about me. Wonderful. Drive Time back in just a minute.
What if you could see what's happening inside your body? Prenuvo's whole body scan screens for hundreds of conditions, including many solid tumors, as early as stage one, all in under an hour. And now, you can go beyond imaging. With 80-plus blood biomarkers that help complete the picture, this Labor Day, save $300 off your scan when you book at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Save $300 now through September 8th at Prenuvo.com. Terms and conditions apply.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, hard-hitting American history podcast told through entertaining stories. As we approach America's 250th anniversary, now might be the time to go back and learn how we got here. With more than 200 episodes, you can binge your way, decade by decade, defining event to defining event, from the founding into the 20th century. Join me, Professor Greg Jackson, for History That Doesn't Suck, an Odyssey podcast, available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The people are all over it, Dan. When I asked for ideas of what should be named after me, I mean, why not? Why not? Andrew on YouTube says Carnes and Underwood should be renamed Jason and DeRussia. Now, how awesome would that be if everybody located at that intersection for 2 weeks, like, and their broadcast or whatever, mm-hmm. would be like, we're located at the intersection of Jason and DeRussia. That would be awesome.
While you were around to appreciate it, but I ask you again, and to my point earlier, do you know who Mr. Carnes or Mrs. Underwood are? Eventually, those just become names that nobody knows.
That's true, and that's fine.
Okay, that's what I'm saying, as long as you're good with it.
I mean, I know that, like, you know, if you have a college building named after you, like a dorm,
mm-hmm.
and you live in that dorm, don't you like Google the name to see what it was? Today, college kids Google the name so they can figure out if they're going to be outraged about it and protest to get them to change the name. Now, I'm sure, like, if some building were named after me at Marquette University, which, can you get a building named after you for donating $5,000 a year? Probably not.
Probably not.
Maybe
a set of steak knives.
Like, when people Google me and they're like, this guy, like, they could find a take that would make them mad.
Probably,
I'm sure.
A lot of people coming up with urinals. I don't know what that's about.
The hidden row of Biffies at the grocery store by the barn at the state fair should be called DeRushing Row. They should change the Ego lawnmower to the Jason DeRussia lawnmower. That's very good. Very good.
A lot of people talking about the pergola out at the state fair. Again, if you haven't heard the news, those of you that have been afternoon radio fans out at the state fair for years know you get baked. Yeah. They're not that kind of baked. Different baked in the sun, sitting in the benches outside of WCCO radio in the afternoon. But thanks to our friends at Lindis Construction, they've constructed this new pergola out there. So you will have beautiful shade while you watch the afternoon shows here on WCCO radio. It's going to be awesome.
I'm going to put up a big sign.
You're going to have to beat noon to three to do it.
You think that show has enough preparation to go put a sign and give themselves naming rights?
All the years that he's been complaining and asking for something like this,
no,
he's not. He's going to be there first thing Thursday morning to stake his claim.
Well, yeah, I'm coming out there Wednesday. Chad's playing checkers.
Why are you out there on Wednesday?
So I could put the sign up and call it the Jason DeRussia Pergola. We got to beat them, Dan. Where's your innovation? You're the
look.
You called yourself the nerve center of this thing.
I get paid to be at the fair for seven days.
Oh my gosh!
And if you think I'm coming out there earlier, you're out your mind.
True inspiration. I don't mean to bring up any old issues, but Jason certainly deserves a snowplow named after him. Similarly, a texter said, "I named my car Jason DeSlusha."
You know, that's very kind.
Dan Cooper on YouTube says, I take credit for Cooper Street at the fairgrounds.
Why not, right?
That's pretty good, Dan. Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Now, is that like Kramer and Seinfeld where you got to paint the lines in it and, you know, clean it up like it's a highway?
Probably,
thing?
If it's your street.
If you're going to claim it, I'm just saying.
Our friend Dula says, also wants me to have a snowplow. But he's suggesting calling it Jason Snows Us Again. That's pretty good. It's pretty good. I think the Ego Lawnmower is probably the best.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's very creative. Well done by that listener.
Now, our friend Bill McCreevy texted in and enjoyed how this segment went from enough about me and let me tell you a little bit about myself. I did ask Bill if I could maybe get like a casket model named after me. You know, you're going through the catalog over there at Washburn McCreevy.
Hey, my dad just died. Can we get the DeRussia? Is that what you want?
Kinda.
Yeah.
It'd be fine. Like, once I had a cocktail named after me at Lolo's in Stillwater.
That's nice.
And I was like, this is so cool. Like, finally, like, I'm getting something named after me. This is awesome. And Joe, the owner, and Joe is an excellent bartender. Very creative with his cocktails. Really, really good. Joe's like, Jason, I named a cocktail after you. And Mark Rosen had a cocktail named after him.
Sure.
The cocktail that was named after me was called Kylie's Arm Candy. which still wasn't, it was named after Kylie. Now, I was the arm candy, so that was the joke. But was that really named after me? It was close.
Not in the way you wanted.
The way I wanted, which was the genius, yes. And that's how you know Joe's a good man. Yeah. Another texter says the toilets at CCO Radio could be called Jason DeFlusha. That's good.
It would be if they flushed on a regular basis.
There is that. Texter says I'd start a parade and name the Grand Marshal car after him. And that I wouldn't allow him to be the Grand Marshal.
Closed circuit to Maple Grove.
That'd be brilliant. That would be brilliant.
That's fantastic.
547.
Should we be mad that they're doing a better show at home?
I know. The texts are great. If I had better preparation, I would have come up with all these jokes. But, you know, I had to drop Sam at the airport today. It was a busy day for the DeRussia. In a minute. Airplane sex. Underrated? Overrated? Properly rated? We'll talk about that in just a minute.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not not magic.